Welcome to the Michael Chaney Podcast. I'm the owner of GrowFast.biz. I've grown from zero to several million dollars in personal net worth with my internet businesses, and I'm on a mission to give away everything I know for free. I'm doing this because I want to leave a legacy, I want to make a difference in the world, and if you ever need help implementing it all, you might want to reach out to us. Now you get to swipe my multi-million dollar funnel. This is the same funnel that I've used to make millions and millions of dollars. And it's a front-end funnel, which means you start with a low-ticket, low-priced item. You offer various upgrades. And the total funnel price, if people were to buy all of the items in the funnel, is about $400. And this is really to prepare them for then a back-end offer. That's where you're really going to make the ton of money. Now, the first thing you need to do when you're creating your front-end offer is focus on the desired outcomes, okay? The desired, ultimate desired outcome of the prospect. What do they most want? Now, we've covered this on a previous session where we were talking about the desired outcome for the back end, and we spoke about this acronym ICES, instant, certain, easy, and status. Now, you need to do the same thing with the front end offer. You need to create a product that is going to give them, or as close to as possible, give them instant result, certain result, an easy result, and a result that boosts their status. Now, of course, if you've already gone all out with your back-end offer, you might think, well, I've got nothing left to give. Like, I gave so much away with the back-end offer, there's nowhere left to go. You can still do a version of this ICES by making it instant, certain, easy, and giving them status with the front-end offer, just to a lesser degree. Because remember, you're really only going to be charging about $10 for this first front-end product, okay? So if you want a deeper dive on how to come up with instant, certain, easy, and things that boost their status, check out the previous session. Once you've done that, you then need to start coming through and creating ideas about your product. And the name itself of this front-end product needs to be linked to the back-end. Now, remember, you create the back-end of this entire project so that you can get these high-ticket buyers at $2,000 a pop. Then, once you've created that back end, which we've already tackled, then what you do is you create a front end that perfectly matches that, right? So if your back end offer was, you know, done for you traffic, and I'm driving you all this traffic, I'm going to give you all this traffic and all this money, then your front end product would be related to traffic. You would teach people how to get traffic, and then the back end, you do it all completely for them. Okay, so it needs to be linked. Quite often what you can do is, if your back end is something like, you know, guaranteed, you know, riches machine, don't call it that, but if it were guaranteed riches machine, right, as your back end, then the front end, the training, could be guaranteed riches blueprint, for example, right? So they're getting the blueprint in the front end, or the how-to, or the information, or the guide, or the field guide, or something like that, the roadmap, and then in the back end, you're just giving them the system, right? Or it's a service, right? So that's the difference. So you can name them very similar, as long as you make sure to use the defining word, that system or guide or information or service, using the best sounding one for the back end, and then the more information related one to the front end. So that way you can have them all linked. Okay, let's talk about pricing. So this is the exact funnel that I've used many, many times, I say, to make millions and millions of dollars. You can mess around with this if you want, but personally, I wouldn't bother, because this totally works and has been crushing it for many, many years. So what we do is we have a front end, which is $9.95, as you can see here, right? So that's the first item that they buy. That's the main flagship front end product. Now, inside that product, you're going to have bonuses. You're going to give as much as you can and make it a complete no-brainer. It's going to be something that's worth at least $500 or $1,000 perceived, right, to the customer, so that when they see it's $9.95, you get so many people coming off the fence. Your conversion rate is so great that affiliates keep mailing and mailing and mailing, and you get this huge list of buyers. Okay, so that's your front end product for $9.95. Now, what I recommend is you give 100% commission away on that to affiliates, right? So that means they're going to get all the money from every single sale that they make. And you might think, oh, I'm doing all this hard work for nothing. You're not. Okay, you're doing this hard work to get buyer leads for free. because the money that the customers give you goes to affiliates. It was never your money. It's not out of your pocket. The customer's money goes to the affiliates and you get a buyer lead for free. And if you were to go and try and advertise on Google or YouTube or anywhere else, you're going to pay anything from sort of $30 to $100 to get a buyer lead. And you're getting them for $0, other than the sweat equity you're putting in to build this, okay? And you can do it time and time again. So I recommend you pay 100% commissions on this $9.95. Then what you're gonna do is you're gonna give an order bump for $17.95. Now, let me explain what an order bump is. An order bump is not an upgrade on the next page. It's not something where they buy the front end and they get taken to a page that says, hey, now buy this. No, that's not what this is. An order bump is on the cart page. So when they go to the add to cart page for the front end product for $9.95, a bump is just a little checkbox, add this, right? There's no sales letter. It's typically only sold with one or two sentences of text and that's it, okay? But it's a great opportunity. You've got people there with their credit card out. They're already on the precipice of buying the front end product for $9.95. If you make them something irresistible, give them an irresistible offer here for $17.95, you get a ton of people will just click that checkbox and you've added another $17.95. Now, again, I would recommend that you offer this and give somewhere to between 75 to 100% commission on this order bump. Okay, this is a great little bump for the revenue of affiliates. Remember, the more revenue and the more money you can put in affiliates' pockets, the more they're gonna mail, right? If they're not making a ton of money, they might mail once and stop mailing. If they made a little bit of money, they might mail once a day for 3 days. If they're making so much money that your offer is the best offer in the entire marketplace, they're gonna mail out the wazoo. They'll mail three or four times a day for the entire duration of the launch, and that's what you want. And that order bump gives you that ability to do that. But you do wanna leave a little bit of room, somewhere to go as you go through the launch. Remember, we call this the symphony, the launch symphony effect, where it grows in attention and loudness and excitement as the launch goes on. So you maybe don't wanna start with 100% on the order bump because then you can't increase that, you can't improve that, okay? Next, after the order, let me just talk about the order bump a little bit more. So the order bump, really, you're just going to give more how-to information here. You might have a case study that demonstrates the training that you're doing in that first front-end offer. Or you might have a walkthrough or some kind of template or something, right? It's normally, a bump is normally, in this case, just more of what they've already said yes to, right? So if your front-end offer is training, the bump is just more really, really cool training. Okay, some of the ways that we've used this to great effect is we've done a training program on the front for $9.95, showing people how to do affiliate marketing. And then the order bump has been a case study that where I walk them through an affiliate campaign that made $200,000, for example, right? You may not have that kind of campaign, but you might have something like that, right? A case study or a walkthrough, a demonstration of the training, and they can just add that on, right? Because at that point, they're like, I want the training, I want to know how to do this. And then the order bump is like, do you want a case study walkthrough of exactly this done live in action? Yeah, I want that, right? So you get a lot of people taking you up on that, which is valuable, okay? Now, the next offer in the funnel is for $197, and this is OTO1. Now, OTO stands for one-time offer. Now, we need to talk about this because this phrase is thrown around internet marketing and people think they know what it means, but they don't. One-time offer or OTO literally means that it is a one-time offer. You cannot buy it in the members area. You cannot buy it if you email support. You're not going to release it later on. It's something they can only get on that page. And if they leave that page, it's gone forever. That's a true one-time offer. Now, if you have the brass balls to actually do that, you're going to convert a lot more of your one-time offer. If you just loosely say, hey, here's an extra upgrade thing, and then it's also available in the members area, and if people message you after the launch and say, oh, I missed out on it, can I have it? And you say yes, and then you promote it again separately as a separate offer like a week later, guess what? It's not going to convert as well during the launch. So what you need to do is stick to your guns, and on the sales letter and the video for the one-time offer, which we'll come onto in a later segment, you specifically want to call this out and say, this is truly a one-time offer. You cannot buy it through support. You cannot get it in the members area. Don't beg me. Don't throw any amount of money at me. If you leave this page, it's gone forever. It's a true one-time offer, right? That's what a one-time offer is. Now, with these one-time offers, what you're doing is, because some people take offense of this, like, oh my God, you're selling me so much stuff. Are there any upgrades? Are there any upsells? The front end should be a standalone, huge and amazing offer, right? The $9.95 thing should be something that's so incredible that people can use it on their own and get great success, right? The upgrades are never essential. They should never be critical pieces, right? The example I always use is if you buy a car, the upsell should not be the wheels or the windscreen or the engine, right? It should be a nitro pack or better, you know, leather inside or a go faster stripe on the side or the paintwork or whatever, right? It's not essential. It just gets you there quicker or it's better. It's quicker, better, or easier, right? Every upgrade should make their life or make the solution quicker, better, or easier, okay? So one time offer number one is for $197 and you should have an exit pop for this that offers it for $97 times two. Right, so if they leave, try and leave this page, okay, not if they say no on the no thanks, but if they try and literally leave that page, you want to hit them with a pop-up that says, okay, you can get in for 97 on this right now and then pay another 97 in 30 days, okay? Now, going from $9.95 to $197, you might think is a crazy step up. Not many people do this. They're stupid for not doing this, quite frankly, because it converts amazingly well. What I used to do is put my best offers at the end of the funnel and ramp it up, because you think, oh, well, if I gradually increase in price, right, I'll do a $10 at the front, then I'll do like a 47 OTO first offer, then I'll do a 97 upgrade, and then maybe I'll do a 200 or a 500 upgrade at the end. But guess what? Hardly anybody actually goes through the entire funnel. Most people will buy the front end and shut down their computer, right? They won't even see the first page. Or if they do see the first page, that'll be the only offer that they see, right? They won't click the no thanks and go to the next one and then no thanks to the next one and so on. They're just out of there, right? So you've only got that one opportunity. That's why you should put your best, most valuable upgrade offer in position OTO one and not at the end of the funnel, okay? So this price point, 197, converts really, really well. And particularly with that split pay option as well. So we'll come on and talk about in a moment what you're going to be doing in these offers and how these offers work. But this is just the pricing structure at the moment, okay? So that's OTO one. Hey, Chainiacs, I've had a ton of people tell me they get more value from this podcast than most of the paid products they've invested in, which is awesome. Now, when you share this podcast with someone else, it's like a gift. They'll get massive value and they'll thank you for it. They might even pay the favor and give you something in return. And it's making a difference by helping fellow entrepreneurs. It also helps me spread these free teachings far and wide and leave a legacy too. So thank you in advance for sharing it with others. Now, back to the show. OTO 2 is for $97. Okay, no payment plan on that. And then your last OTO is OTO 3. Now, you might think, well, why not? I've already explained why you include these upgrade offers. They've all got to make it easier, better, or faster. But you might think, you might be aggressive and say, well, why only three? Why only three one-time offers? Why not more? When somebody lands on your website, they have a limited number of decision tokens, right? They turn up with these decision tokens in their hand. Not money, but decision tokens. They only have a capacity to make so many decisions until they're just completely out of there. This is the same as when you do a survey. You know, sometimes you get one of these surveys, you bought something really cool, and they say, well, you fill in the survey, and you think, you know what, this was a cool thing, I'll go do it. And you see that it's question one of 5,966, right? And you're like, oh my God, I'm not doing it, right? It's too much. It's too much time, too many decisions, too many things to think about. So when people turn up to your website, they have so many decision tokens. They use one decision token, you know, to, will I stay on this page? Okay, I'll stay on this page. They've already spent one of their decision tokens. Then they decide, will they buy this front end offer for $9.95? Yeah, I'll buy that. Okay, so that's two decision tokens already gone. Will I get the order bump? Another one goes there, yes or no, right? Now we're onto the OTO page. They've already probably made three or four decisions and spent three or four decision tokens just to get to that first upgrade page. If you keep hitting them with unlimited upgrades, like five, six, seven, you know, eight OTOs, they're going to spend all of their decision tokens up. It's just going to be pointless because down the line, when you have the back-end offer, you can come back to this funnel and you can put your $2,000 program in the funnel as the last OTO. And you want to make sure they've still got a decision token left, Okay, so you don't want this huge sprawling funnel of endless upgrades and one-time offers. Okay, so that's the funnel in a nutshell. That's the price points. Okay, so now let's take a look at the funnel breakdown itself. So what are these things? What are the components? Well, this is what I recommend. You might want to do something different, but this is what we've done. This is what works for us. We do how-to information, right, on the first front-end product. For the order bump, as I've already explained, we give more how-to information, a case study, a walkthrough. Then what we'll do on OTO1 is we'll do a done-for-you or templates type deal. Okay. Now, this OTO1, the done-for-you slash templates, has got to be a crazy deal. I mean, quite often when we create this offer, because it's $197 in price point, it's almost like it's like a launched product in its own right. Okay, so it's got a lot of components, not just like a PDF or an extra video. Quite often it will be a series of video modules. There might be some access to a member of my team. There might be some done for you templates there or whatever, right? It's a huge offer. I mean, it's $197. This is not a $10 training product, right? Now, what you might find is as you're creating that one-time offer, you're starting to think about the components and naming them, making sure that they give that instant, certain, and easy result, as we've mentioned previously, you might think, well, wait a minute, this is eating into the back end. This feels very similar to my back end offer. That's okay. Okay, there will be, it's natural that there's going to be some crossover between what you do in OTO1, because it's the most highest priced offer, and what you do in the back end. Okay, the very subtle difference is that with the back end, you're really just pushing the boat out completely in terms of doing absolutely everything for them. Okay, so if we talk about traffic just as an example, your back end might be you'll go and you'll set up their Google Ads campaigns and you'll pay for the first 100 clicks order. You'll actually pay out of your wallet, right? Completely done for you. That's the back end. You might charge $2,000 and that would be one component of the back end. The OTO, if you were going to try and push the boat out with that on it and it was related to traffic, you might give them a whole set of working ads to use. You could tell them where to post them and the keywords to use, and you could maybe try and secure them a coupon to get a discount off their ads or whatever. So it's not quite as amazing and awesome and done for you as the back end, but it's like a million miles better than just how-to information. Does that make sense? So don't get alarmed if when in your creation of OTO1, you feel that you're encroaching a little bit is okay. If there's a little bit of a crossover, that sort of Venn diagram of the circles, right? If there's a little crossover between your back end, that's okay. OTO2 is what we do is typically we offer traffic, right? So if we do how to information on the front for $9.95, how to become an affiliate, how to do affiliate marketing, the bump is a walkthrough in affiliate marketing campaign. The OTO1 is done for you campaigns that you can just copy and paste. Then the OTO2 is how to drive traffic, right? So it's typically some component that you probably talk about in the front end, right? Because, you know, if I'm teaching people how to do affiliate marketing, I can't leave traffic out. So I do teach traffic in the front end. But the OTO in this sense is, again, it's making it faster, easier, or better, right? Templates, traffic sources, direct links they can use, things they can post on social media, right? And it has this natural flow. And you can see how this has been created now. Hopefully you can start to see this picture building up, right? This is not just a random product that we've thrown out there. Oh, I've got this idea for a product. Let's do something about AI. Let's whack that up. What should we do for an upgrade? Oh, I don't know. Something to do with traffic. All right, now we've got all these buyers. What are we going to do on the back end? Oh, I don't know. Do a webinar. No, right? This has been perfectly structured. We created the back end first, created all the components for the back end. We looked at that and said, how can we get a buyer, perfect buyer for that front end? For that back end. What do they look like? Well, they're going to be interested in this. So let's create a front end about this. So now we've created a front end about this and we're gradually upgrading them and making their life easier, faster, and better by giving them upgrades that improve their situation and get them the result they want quicker, okay? Step by step. So that's what we're doing. OTO3 is probably the easiest one of all. It's an easy thing to sell, which is just resell rights of the entire funnel they've just gone through, right? So literally OTO3, the third offer that they get to, basically says, look, do you want something that can make you $400 every single time and you don't have to build anything? Well, you've just gone through it. It's the funnel you've just seen. I'm going to give you a license so you can promote this entire funnel, keep all of the money for yourself. This is an amazing deal, right? Because literally all you do is you give them some promotional tools to promote this funnel, promote the front end offer, and you set them up on 100% commissions when they buy this. And that's it. It's an easy $97 sale. It's very, very easy to fulfill on, and it's very, very easy to sell as well. All I will say is this: on this is, do not call it here for explanation purposes. I've mentioned and called this said here resell on the entire funnel. Do not call this resell rights, okay? Because that everybody just thinks of PLR, private label rights. It just sounds cheap as hell. Sounds like you've been stuck in the 1990s. Call it something different. You know, partner with me. Partner to riches or whatever, or team up, or instant money license or whatever, right? Don't call it resale rights. It's all about positioning in people's minds, right? You're not lying to them. You're trying to position this in a way that demonstrates the real value. And again, think about the alternative, right? You'd explain to them why you're doing this. I'm doing this because most people struggle to buy a product. I'm doing this because I want more sales of this product. I'm doing this because it will help you become a better affiliate, right? That's the reason why. How does this work? I set up on 100% commissions. I give you all the promotional tools. I show you where to get traffic. You go to town, you get all of the money. When people buy everything in the funnel, you get everything, all of it, okay? And this is the other thing you need to do. What's the alternative? If you don't do this, you're going to have to go and create your own product. You'd have to go and get all your own branding, write your own sales letters, create your own video sales letters, create your own funnel, become an expert, know how to do all this training, create all this different stuff, get an army of affiliates to promote it, right? So when you explain what it is, how it works, why you're doing it, and what the alternative is if they don't buy it, suddenly they're like, this is easily worth $97, okay? So that's your funnel in a nutshell. Okay, so this is what you need to start working on, right? You start working on the different components. The first component, obviously, the main front end, $9.95, that is the most important aspect of all, right? What are you going to call this thing? And is that going to attract the right type of buyers for your back end? That front end offer on its own, that first $9.95 offer, must be a mind-blowing offer, okay? It needs to have elements in it, maybe a little bit of template stuff in there, some training, some quick start guides. You can obviously mention that there's a live session included in there with the purchase, because you're going to be doing that live orientation session, if you remember what we've spoken about earlier. And you need to beef up the value on this. It needs to feel like $1,000. Okay, that's the most important piece. The order bump and then OTO1 is then the next most important thing. The order bump's not a lot of work. You can easily flesh a case study out pretty quickly, and selling that is dead easy. It's just a couple of lines of text and you've got it done. OTL1 is really what is going to sink or raise up this launch to success, okay? You can have great conversion on the $9.95, and even if you're giving away 100% commissions, you might think, oh, well, affiliate's going to make a ton of money. Not necessarily, right? But if you can get OTL1 converting well, and you're generous with your commissions, maybe you start at 75%, it's not going to take many sales of that for affiliates to start making serious money. And when they do that, they will not stop emailing, okay? So split your focus almost 50-50 between the main front-end offer and package and OTO number one. If you get those two right, you can pretty much forget the rest of it. The rest of it is just like a cherry on the cake. But if you get front-end one, the main front-end product ready and done well in a highly valuable way, and you get OTO1 converting well, and you put a lot of effort into what you're giving people there, and you're generous on the commissions, that is the bedrock of the entire success of that launch. And of course, you need to get the branding done for each of these things. Ideally, you want a separate image. You don't need an image for the order bump, but you want to have a separate image for each of the upgrades. And obviously, you need a branding, a box image or whatever for the main front-end products at $9.95, and then the individual things therein. But you also want them for each of the upgrades. Right, each of the one-time offer pages needs to have a slightly different feel to it. And what we used to do is we used to use colors to do that. So we'd have a main front-end product would be, for example, blue. Then our first upgrade would be a red product box. The next upgrade would be yellow, and the last one would be green or whatever. Right. So people can see as they go through the pages, they see the progression. They see that it's different. The mistake I see a lot of people making in their upgrade pages is they look exactly the same. And people are like, oh, I've already seen this. Or even if they don't think it's actually the same page, they think the offer's the same to what they've already said no or yes to. Even if they said yes to it prior, they're like, oh no, I've already got that, right? Subliminally. So the pages need to have a slightly different feel, and using different colored branding images for each of the components is a simple way to do that. So once you've taken all of this on board, and you've started to create everything, you then obviously need to pull your members area together. You need to have all the deliverables for the front end product and the little bonuses that you're offering there. You need to obviously explain about the orientation session, which I'll come on to in a minute. The upgrades, areas for the upgrades, so that you give people access to everything. Now, the first thing that you want people to see when they get your front end product is this. It needs to say, step one, attend a live orientation session. That needs to be everywhere, like their life depends on it. So the welcome video in the members area does not say, hey, welcome to Product ABC, my name's John Doe, I've been doing this for 20 years, and what you need to do in the curriculum is blah, blah, no, right? What the welcome video in the members area says is, hey, step one, you must attend a live orientation session because it's not being recorded. I'm going to give you a fast start guide onto this product, ABC, and also show you the quickest way to make money online. Make sure you attend live. We've already pre-registered you because you're going to do this through automation. So when they buy the front end, it's going to automatically add them to the webinar on Zoom. We've already pre-registered you to save you time. But if you haven't seen the email, this is what the email looks like. You flash it up on screen. If you haven't seen that email, click the link underneath this video to go and register right now. Make sure you attend. It's not being recorded. It takes place at 7 p.m. Eastern on such date, and you'll get the quickest way to make money online, the quick start guide for Product ABC, and you're going to love it. I'll see you there, right? So that's what the welcome video does. And you need to do the same thing in the first email that they get. So the first email they get says, step one, you must attend a live orientation session because it's not being recorded. You'll get a quick start guide on Product ABC, and I'll show you the quickest way to make a ton of money online. Click here to register, right? So everything that you do, and you can even add it to the navigation, everything you do should be about driving people onto that webinar registration. Even though you've already automatically registered them through automation using Zapier, Zapier.com, Zapier.com, automating that purchase of the front end and then firing that lead over to Zoom to register them, you still want to hammer onto them to get registered and make sure they attend, okay? Because they might not, the email that they buy the front end product with might not be their main email, right? So maybe they're registered for the Zoom with some back-ass, you know, email that they never ever use, right? So you've got to give them that opportunity to go and register manually. So that's got to be everywhere in the members area, in the first email they get, and so on. You can even add it to the navigation. Now, when you're driving traffic to that, don't send them to a main Zoom registration page because it looks visually horrible and converts terribly. Create a custom opt-in page with a great headline, you know, live session shows you the quickest way to make big money online and how to get to 10K in 90 days or whatever it is that you're promising. Name, email, submit, right? And maybe it's got your picture on there or whatever. And then you automate that. You link that so that anybody that enters that gets added to your autoresponder. And when they get added to that autoresponder, it fires them over to a Zoom registration, okay? So that's the priority for your entire members area as you create this, okay? So that's it. That's how to create the front end. You've got a lot of work to do at this point, but get this done and you're now in a prime position to start recruiting JVs, to start locking in the launch date and actually starting to make this happen and getting closer to the day where you can make thousands and thousands of dollars in one day by selling your back end to all these buyer leads. I'll speak to you soon. Hey, Chainiacs, I'd be eternally grateful if you'd leave a review for me on this podcast. I don't put any ads or sponsorships on here, so when you leave a review, it helps get this free training into the hands of the entrepreneurs who really need it. It just takes a few clicks to do, and your review will make my day. And more importantly, it will create a ripple effect to help the fate and fortunes of countless entrepreneurs. Thank you.